Welcome to Hot Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction and haunt entertainment community. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we're dead.
Kinda.
It's really that simple. We are dead. We're dead, 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 dead.
Well, you know, it is the time of year for that.
It is the time of year indeed. We have spent the past weekend assembling our yard display.
Yep.
I must say, it is baller. It is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We have to correct a couple of lights. It turns out the stake lights we used are no longer manufactured.
Yeah.
So we had to order a couple pairs off of eBay to fill a gap. Also, it looks like I don't know the difference between cool and warm white LEDs.
Yeah.
Because why would I use warm white LEDs ever? I mean, I didn't have to know this. So that's a thing. So other than fixing those two things, we are done, I believe.
Yeah.
Looks really, really good.
Well, except cleanup.
Well, yeah, okay. Cleanup, too, is kind of important.
It's a mess.
Currently, right now, like, everything that's not the yard is a major trip slash fire slash Ebola slash tetanus hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we're up to date on our shots.
I think so. I hope I'm up to date on my malaria shots with all these fucking mosquito bites.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. It has been, because here's the thing, this past weekend in New Orleans has been excessively damp.
Yes.
Like, I know people think of damp when they think of New Orleans.
Yeah.
But usually this time of year, you get some crisp, cool air. It's fairly dry. Some of the humidity breaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's been doing this musty, drizzly thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even notice the rain when you, like, first step out. But after an hour in it, you realize you're soaked and it's not just sweat.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. And there's puddles in the yard.
Yeah, my feet have not been dry for 3 days.
I think I've got a trench foot or some crap like that.
That's possible.
But yes, it has been an ugly week. And we're going to be posting photos of the yard display shortly. Once we get everything cleaned up and wrapped up, we'll be posting photos probably later this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see those photos on our Facebook and page and our Twitter profile at Haunt Weekly. And on both, hauntandweekly.com is the website. Also, tinyurl.com/hauntweekly is our YouTube channel. And you can also, obviously, subscribe to us via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere finer podcasts are distributed. We would love to have you join us. No, wait, that's Cultaholic. I'm not allowed to rip them off. something else, us. Come with me and you. Never mind. I'll never sing again. It's a terrible idea. But we're also a little delirious. Like I said, we have been up. I think we have slept a grand total of like 8 or 9 hours the past 2 nights.
Yeah, something like that.
It's pretty amazing. So if we sound especially dead or if we're making more verbal mistakes,
yeah,
you know what's going on.
Yeah, I know that Friday my Apple Watch told me that I had 22 stands for the day.
Which, you know, which means you were vertical at least 22 out of 24 hours.
Yes. Exactly. That's what that means.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk more about what we get. I gotta say, though, it does look really good. You get your trapeze artist at long last, the skeleton trapeze act. That was a motherfucker trying to build. And luckily, it wasn't my problem. I'm happy about that part.
Yeah.
But yeah, building a functioning trapeze set, a semi-functioning trapeze set out of PVC,
yeah,
to hold up skeletons. That was fun. God, the light tunnel, as usual, was a mammoth project. And it's longer this year.
Yeah.
Because we discovered how to make it 2 feet longer with the parts we had. And we didn't stop, or I didn't stop and think, hey, didn't we measure all our lights for 18 and a half feet and moving it to 21 feet might fuck things up? No, I didn't think that.
Pretty sure I mentioned that.
Shut up.
Anyway.
Shut your ass. Conference reminders, go. No, just.
It's your turn to start, damn it.
Damn it, okay. Conference reminders, you're coming for the start. No. All right, but no, seriously, this is episode 148. Which means, since it's Divisible by 4, it's time to do the news. So we are going to do the news and talk about other haunt-related things and what we're working on. But first, as usual, is conference reminders. And since it is an even week, as you so duly noted, I shall kick things off. Coming up after season, it is dark on November 9th and 10th. It is Dark History and Horror Con in Champaign, Illinois at the Garden Hotel Urbana. Tickets are just $20 for the week and $10 per day. Includes a film festival, dhhcon.com for more information.
Okay, November 9th and 10th. It is Legendary Haunt Tour in Salt Lake City, Utah at the Holiday Inn Express. They will be touring Nightmare on 13th and Fear Factory, among others. Legendary Haunt Tour with 2Ts.com.
For more info. Yeah, and I gotta say, talking with Kyle, didn't he act in Salt Lake City?
Yes.
So, and he told us that place was pretty baller. So,
Yeah, that's your new word.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know where you picked it
up. I don't know either. I pick up words from random places.
You do.
I do. I have favorite words.
Next.
Okay, coming up next, January 25th through 27th, it's HauntCon Halloween and Party Expo in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Ernest Memorial Convention Center. We'll be featuring us, definitely confirmed now, as I will be speaking, giving my classic 10 out of 10 5 star copyright and trademark talk again.
You're so humble.
I know. But yes, I will be giving my copyright trademark talk on Haunting again. Do hope you guys turn out for that. I would really like to see you guys there. This is a topic that I really am very passionate about. Not only is it my day job, but this is a topic that I think has far more impact on the haunt community than a lot of people realize. HauntCon.com for more.
Okay. February 23rd and 24th, it is Haunt X, the Haunters DIY Expo in Pomona, California at the Fairplex. They will be touring Coffin Creek, lights on and off, and features a costume ball. HauntX.com for more info.
All right, and finally this week, we have info on the May's Chicago Corn Party. They finally got us updated. It's in both in Dallas, Texas, and Oklahoma City, but it starts in its headquarters in Dallas. Basically, it's a bus toury thing, too. But it's February 27th through March 2nd at the Westin Dallas/Fort Worth Airport Hotel. You'll be touring various mazes around the two areas, including Yesterland Farm, Mainstay Farm, and more. The Maze is T-H-E-M-A-I-Z-E. Get it? Maze.com for more. Get it? Get it? Maze? Get it? You get it?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes. All right. Our final announcement this week is a repeat of what we've been trying to tell you guys. Come join us. Be with us this weekend.
Yes.
October 5th, October 6th. We are on the Lost Souls Bus Tour in Chicago, Illinois. We are so, so damned excited getting to meet Brewster Bonesaw, the haunt character of Jape's Palace, who has been a guest on this podcast multiple times.
Right.
And will probably be again very, very soon.
Yes.
We're going to attempt to do a recording while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
This tour will be featured for this weekend, I should say. There's two weekends. We're only doing the first one because
we
got money. We don't have all the money in the known universe, man.
Or all the time off.
Or all the time off. We would if we could. But yes, we'll be touring six amazing Chicago area haunts, including Evil Intentions, Hell's Gate, mm-hmm. a whole bunch of others. Many of the some top haunts in the area are on this weekend.
Yes.
Really, really excited. It is better than VIP access. The bus rolls up, you go in. It includes transportation, a kick-ass looking bus.
Yeah.
And the bus has beer that you can drink. Because you're not driving.
Yes.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yes, the haunts include Dead Rising, Midnight Terror, Hell's Gate, Basement of the Dead, Statesville Prison, and Evil Intentions. We're booked, got our plane tickets, we're flying Spirit Airlines, so we're getting a seventh haunted attraction on the way in.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be that bad.
It's only 2 hours.
Yeah.
This will be fine.
Yeah.
I might be eating those words.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've flown, so.
Yeah, it's been a while since it's been a while since I've flown, too.
Yeah.
I flew more recently, though. We flew to Dallas. We did Halloween and Haunt Fest by plane.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
A little bit over a year ago, then.
Oh, okay.
So, not that long.
I forget about that.
Not that crazy long.
Yeah.
So yes, come join us, have a few drinks with us, and see some haunts together. LostSoulsChicago.com. We'd love to see you there. We'll have our Haunt Weekly polo shirts on. We shouldn't be that hard to find. Love to see you.
Yes, and if you're going to be there, let us know in comments or messages on all the things on Haunt Weekly.
Haunt Weekly on Facebook, Haunt Weekly on Twitter. Please let us know.
Yes.
And other news. I'm sorry, I forgot. That was not our last announcement. Whoa, I'm tired today.
Yes.
Oh, dog, this is going to be a fun one. If this winds up just trailing off and becomes like a 30-minute story about some surgery I had as a kid, you know what happened now, okay? I just got old and my mind wandered. but yes, this was our second weekend for visiting haunts. We did the Mortuary Haunted House here in New Orleans. Had a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest, it's a haunt that has had some issues with, you know, making its walkthrough longer and has had inconsistent themes in the past, we'll say.
Yeah.
It's had up years, it's had down years. It's had years in between. This year definitely is better than most. We're doing a full review of it on GarbageHorror.com. It'll be hitting that site and our YouTube channel on Wednesday.
Yes.
So check it out there. And so that brings us to the news. I know finally, like 11 minutes into this damn thing, finally going to do some news. So here's the big news, every big news this month. Every damn haunt on the planet opened.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Hopefully you opened.
Hopefully you open or are about to open. There are some opening the 5th.
Yes.
But yes, unfortunately, we can't cover all of you.
Nope.
Because seriously, I challenge you this right now if you wish. Hop on to your favorite web browsery thingy and search for haunted attractions or haunted houses in Google News and just try to find the news that isn't related to such an attraction opens.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck with that. So I had a lot of filtering to do. This took me longer than I thought it would. But anyways, there's a lot of great stuff. So if happy opening to all the haunts. This includes Netherworld, Erebus, Penner's Asylum, Hell's Gate, and others that dominated my news feed this week.
Yes.
And made it very difficult. Good job, whoever's doing your PR, guys. Good job.
Yes.
They're getting it done, but yeah, they were kind of frustrating me a little bit this week.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, so many openings, we'll have to focus on other things. And as you might expect, we have a lot of other news. All right, the first story this week comes to us from the Des Moines Register, and it is I'll just read the headline here. The ultimate nightmare come true! A Slipknot-themed haunted house opening in Des Moines. Now, I did not know that Slipknot was from Des Moines.
No.
I did not know that. I learned that from this article.
Hmm.
I know, three things about Slipknot, and their hometown was not one of them. but yes, they are partnered, in Des Moines, Iowa, Slipknot is partnering with Slaughterhouse, a big haunt in the area, to create a Slipknot themed, God, this is surprisingly difficult to say, a Slipknot themed, well, considering, every time I typed the word Slipknot, it became Slopknot, or Spitknot, or something.
Snotknot.
So, yeah, it's almost impossible
to type. That should be their parody band. Snotknot.
The problem is that it probably wind up being one of those homage bands. Anyways, but yes, the Slaughterhouse, which opens October 5th, will feature themes inspired by the band's music. Now, Slipknot is celebrating its 20th year.
Mm-hmm.
Slaughterhouse is actually celebrating its 6th. And apparently, the managers of Slipknot approached the haunt about doing this.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? They called them in the summer and got the ball rolling creatively, and they probably got some licensing stuff out of the way so they could do this. Now, apparently there's this big thing. Like I said, I don't follow Slipknot. So if you're a huge Slipknot fan, I'm probably going to make a total ass of myself here.
Probably.
But there's been a big push by the fan and by the fans, and apparently by the band too, to try to have a new album out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they asked, the band about was, hey, what's up with the album? And their response was, oh, there's still a lot of time left in the year.
No, there isn't.
No, there isn't.
Nope.
Not for an album, no. For, a cake. There's a lot of time left, and you want to make a cake? I don't know why I jumped to that, okay?
I don't know either.
Maybe I'm hungry.
Maybe. Maybe you want cake.
Maybe I want cake and didn't realize
Cake's a lie, though.
Oh, God. But no, yeah, it's not a lot of time for an album. But anyway, so yeah, but seriously, they're saying that this is part of their 20th anniversary celebration. Fans should really, really love this. Now, they're having this really kick-ass sounding VIP weekend, October 18th through the 21st. It'll include guided tours of the Haunted House with members of the band. Mm-hmm. So I guess like the members of the band are just like rotating and guiding groups through.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting. There will be meet and greets, merchandise packages, and more that weekend. It looks like an awesome time. And here's the thing. Apparently, last year, Slaughterhouse had 8,000 people. And this year, they are expecting to make the leap to 12,000, a 50% jump because of the backing of Slipknot.
Hmm.
Now, there actually is some precedent for this here in New Orleans. Because House of Shock, back in... You know, when it first started, back 25 years ago, now we're getting to mention history, was Phil from Pantera. It was largely his financing and his work that got it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen this happen before where heavy metal bands sponsor haunts and they do quite well.
Yes.
I'm wondering if something like that could happen here.
That's possible.
Now, I you know, it's going to be interesting to see if, you know, the musicians and the haunters can keep their creative vision aligned.
Right. Because, you know, different people, different ideas.
And creative people butt heads enough without being from different genre, different fields, different mediums.
They do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people will think, oh, I want to build a haunt. I want to do this. But they don't think about all the things that go into doing the thing.
Yeah.
And safety and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's always interesting because we try to let our actors...
Give
some input into the rooms.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll come up with an idea, and like, okay, you come up with a design to figure out how to execute it so that it's cost-effective and safe.
Yeah, and comfortable.
And comfortable, because remember, you got to be there for at least, you know, 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
You got to be there a minute.
Yeah.
You got to get in, if it's like a harness or a rig or something, you got to get in and out of it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to think about these things. And that's when they stop talking to us.
Yeah.
So, that happened. That might have happened like at least once every year.
Yeah.
Not calling anyone out, it's just happened a lot.
Yeah, I should probably save the list that I sent the last person.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We might do a podcast about it.
We talked about it at the time, yeah.
Yeah. But see, yeah, seriously, this sounds completely awesome. Wish I were in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this sounds really, really cool. It should be a really interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up, 2 Chainz has announced the return of the haunted Pink Trap House in Atlanta. Now, I think we talked about this around this time last year. I forgot to look up the episode number. This, by the way, article is coming from Complex. Hiccup. Come here. But yes, 2 Chainz has announced he's reviving his Pink Trap House from last year. The Atlanta-based haunt opened last year to promote his new album, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music, and it focused on a recreation of the cover art.
Right.
Of it. And at that time, it was mainly a promotional vehicle for the album.
Yeah.
It wasn't really anything... You know, from all descriptions, it wasn't a super complicated experience.
Right.
And then over the next year, there had been reports that the house had been repainted and that the project was basically dead, that it wasn't coming back.
Right.
However, apparently 2 Chainz is partnering. And by the way, I love that my spell check corrects me when I say 2 Chainz with an S.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you know I'm talking about 2 Chainz the rapper. You're cool.
Yeah.
But 2 Chainz is partnering with 13 Stories, which, of course... does haunted attractions all over the country,
mm-hmm.
To create a new hip-hop-themed haunted house experience. It will be an hour-long experience, and I'm always interested when haunts give me a definite time frame.
Yeah. There's no way to win by doing that.
Well, unless you actually are controlling the time they're in.
Yeah.
Unless you are somehow, some way controlling it, either through time gates or a guided system,
mm-hmm.
unless you're actually controlling it, because... You know, we've been in the haunts. We're like, oh yeah, it's a 40-minute walk through, out in 15.
Yeah.
And we weren't even really.
No, that's always disappointing when that happens.
Yeah, it's like you get geared up for this really, really long walk through, and like, yeah, we're gonna be here a minute.
Uh-huh.
This justifies our, you know, huge drive out here. This is great. Yeah. And then you're out in 15. It's like, god damn it.
Yeah.
And I was like, the 15-minute haunt might have been perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's nothing.
We still would have come out.
Yeah, still would have loved it and probably would have liked it more if we hadn't had our expectations dashed.
Exactly.
But yes, the hour-long experience is said to be much more intense than its previous incarnations, focusing more on being a true haunted attraction rather than just a promotion vehicle. We'll have multiple 80s and 90s film references. Nothing else is really being said about it. But yeah, this is interesting, seeing, because we've been talking about these promotional haunted attractions for quite some time. They come up for horror movies. Bacardi did one with the bats.
Yes.
We've seen multiple iterations of this, and usually they just kind of, they're one and done. Sometimes only open for a few nights or a few days, and it's over and it's gone, and it's this little pop-up that goes away. But now we're seeing at least one of these morph into something that seems to be like it'll be a regular, ongoing haunted attraction.
Yeah.
Which I think is very, very interesting. And not a possibility I'd really considered.
No, well, maybe 2 Chainz got the haunting bug.
But you know what? It can happen to anyone, man. That's one thing I've learned, is that some people, the haunting bug is... It strikes deep, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird, because like you said, there are some people in the world that have never considered haunting.
Yeah.
Never thought about it. Never wanted to do it. Never wanted to go to a haunt. Never had an inclination to try it and act in it or anything. And then for whatever reason, they get dragged. They have an obligation, a charity thing, whatever. They end up either in a haunt or working on, and it's just off to the races.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like we were talking earlier today while working outside in the yard, because cars are slowing down because our lights are going up. So cars are slowing down, and we were talking about how, you know, some people don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't. They never will, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But they enjoy it.
And there was that one guy that drove by and rolled down his window and, "You're awesome!"
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's fun.
Yeah.
He's good. We need to be his friend. Maybe he'll work in the haunt. Who knows? Oh, man. But yeah, some people get it, some people don't, and that's fine. But seriously, maybe you're right. Maybe 2 Chainz got bit by the haunting bug and it's off to the races with him.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Freeform, the channel, is creating a Hocus Pocus and Nightmare Before Christmas, you stupid headline, inspired haunt for Halloween. Now, this article is from Entertainment Weekly. Freeform does a 31 nights of Halloween in October, which is, that sounds awesome. I've never actually watched it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
We don't have 31 nights in October that we can actually watch stuff.
Oh, we got a DVR.
Yeah, that's true.
Got a DVR. We can come back to it. It can be 31 nights in November, man. We can... if I have to be, realistically. I remember when, this is a side here, but Cinemassacre would do the Monster Madness.
Yeah.
Those old 10-minute reviews.
Yeah.
We sometimes, even with just, trying to set aside 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
So we would catch up, like, when we got, like, 30 minutes on one night and catch up with 3 of them.
Yeah.
But I still miss that. But anyways.
Me too.
But they're doing a 31 Nights of Halloween, and they're celebrating it by creating a Hocus Pocus and Nightmare Before Christmas themed haunted attraction in Hollywood to celebrate both films' 25th anniversary. Thank you, I feel old now. Bastards.
Yeah, I remember seeing Nightmare Before Christmas in theaters. And I know because we went and saw 2 movies. And, you know, a double feature is hard to do. And it wasn't like a planned double feature. Mom wanted to see an action movie. I think it was a Bruce Willis movie.
Well, obviously, it didn't leave an impression.
No. And I wanted to see Nightmare Before Christmas, and the rest of the family hated it, and I absolutely loved it. And it's the one we saw second.
Oh, God. But yes, both films. So they are doing an attraction in Hollywood in the historic Lombardi House.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's running October 4th through the 9th. It's only 5 nights, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And even more unfortunately, all tickets are already sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you are paying a scalper or something, there's no getting into this.
Yeah, I don't know how this wasn't on our radar, like, last month.
Yeah, I don't know. But this somehow ducked us. I don't really know how. It's a number of things could have happened.
Yeah.
Haunt season is possibly one excuse.
It's possible.
But and it's interesting because my first question when I saw this was, how the hell did they get the licensing on all this? Because Disney. And then I realized, oh yeah, wait, Freeform was ABC Family. ABC's owned by, yeah, okay, owned by Disney. Yeah, that actually makes it a lot easier to get the licensing when you already own it.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, seriously, this sounds really, really cool. It's a pity that it's sold out. I know people in the area would love to direct to it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, hope someone listening to this is able to go and tell us how it was. I'll be dying to find out.
Please do, and do that at Haunt Weekly.
Twitter, Facebook, else. Nobody else wanted the Haunt Weekly name, so we got it pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yes, he does a better job of listing things.
Yeah. All right, so this next article is from SILive.com, but this story has been absolutely everywhere. And that is, Six Flags is offering $300 to anyone who can spend 30 hours in a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
The long and short of this is a publicity stunt / contest in which, on October 13th, contestants will be shut into a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have to spend literally 30 hours in it. With only taking 1 6-minute bathroom break every hour. And if they complete it, they get $300. They get season passes and other merchandise and odds and ends and stuff. And so, yeah, and this will be it. They was originally supposed to be just one of the parks.
Mm-hmm.
But after a quote-unquote overwhelming response, they have decided to expand it to all parks. All parks.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing. I just, my time's worth more than that.
Yeah, that's...
I don't mind being in a coffin, but my time is more valuable than that.
That's $10 an hour for those exactly. That really suck at math.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, you know, so the long and short of it is, I can't imagine doing this. The only reason I would consider this is if I were doing it for fun.
No.
And while I don't really mind the prospect of being in a coffin, I did the last ride attraction at Folklore.
Yes.
Where we did it. In Atlanta. And yeah, I mean, that was only like 5 minutes, I admit. It's not like a long time. But I had no claustrophobia or other issues.
No.
I mean, considering you're allowed your cell phone and they have chargers inside, to me, this is just a chance to catch up on some YouTube series and maybe take a nice little nap. Now,
YouTube
the naps
podcast.
Will be interrupted. Huh? Yeah, listen to some podcasts, yeah. And now your podcasting and YouTubing will be interrupted by Fright Fest dwellers who are paying you. But I'm not sure how that's going to work.
No.
Are they opening the coffin and scaring you? Are they banging on it?
Who knows?
Who knows? It's not clear how this one works. And they do say that while the park is open, you're allowed to have guests and friends hang out and keep you company.
Hmm.
But
so they want these people, they want the contestants to have their friends and family pay money to come to the park to see them try to win $300.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the crux of it. Now, don't look at me. I didn't make the fucking contest. I'm just reporting the news.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you have to pay the entrance fee to the park in order to be a contestant?
Oh, God. I do not know. That was not explicitly in this article. But that is another valid... But at one point, this might be losing money.
Exactly.
Not just opportunity costs.
Do you have to buy park food, park food prices?
No, they do say they provide the food
okay.
and to be consumed in the coffin. They do provide meals.
Okay,
they
well, that's
did say good. That.
So if I was down on my luck and it was free to get in, and they provided meals...
And I could win a season pass, if nothing else, and...
Yeah.
Season pass is not nothing.
I could see maybe doing that, but just as I am now, no way.
I am not, and I've learned this about myself as I've gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
I am not an amusement park dude. I like going to amusement parks. I like roller coasters a lot.
Yeah.
I like carnivals, but it's something I have a fascination with.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily something that I want to do constantly.
Right.
Like, I have not been to Blue Bayou.
No.
In the, you know, what is it now? We're up to like 15 years we've been in the city. And Blue Bayou's just 90 minutes away.
Yeah, I've been for a concert. It was not.
Yeah, then they tried to kill you, and and basically, I've definitely not been since they tried to kill Crystal.
Yeah.
But yeah, just look up Panic at the Blue Bayou group on Facebook. You'll get the deets there.
Yeah.
We didn't start the group. It was started by other concert goers.
Yeah. Took our stepson.
Yeah, it's a long, long story there. Basically, yeah. It's a horrible affair. But long and short of it is, I'm not a, so. The merch, the tickets, the all of that stuff isn't really worth that much to me.
Mm.
And $300, yeah, I'm with you. That's $10 an hour. I'm not saying I'm the wealthiest dude on the planet. I'm not saying I'm rolling into the deep here, but I'm doing better than $10 an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm doing better now. So, yeah, still, hey, you know, it's still interesting. It's been all over the shop. I've seen it all over my Facebook. So, say what you want about how tragic this is as a contest. It has worked as a promotional vehicle.
Yeah.
We're talking about it now.
We are.
So, let's move on.
Yes.
All right. Now, speaking while we're on the amusement parks and Fright Fest and all that stuff, Stranger Things, the cast from Stranger Things, attended their own haunt at Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
And there's a little, it's just a little 3-minute highlight video. They don't want to show the full haunt for obvious reasons. You definitely want to watch it though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ton of fun. I'm guilty of sometimes of recommending videos and not having fully watched them,
mm-hmm.
especially if they're longer. Because when I'm doing these notes, I'm usually kind of in a rush. I've compiled a list of links that I want and I've got to get the details out quickly in the show notes. But this time around, not only did I watch the video, I actually stopped and watched it twice. it was fun. It didn't look like it was terribly staged, but it did look like they had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then there is a little bit of ass busting in there as one of them takes. Well, I'm not going to say which one. No spoilers here. But one of them ends up busting it. Their ass, ha! Huh? Gender neutral. Now you don't know who. But yeah, seriously, a great idea. And a great promotional vehicle, too. I really like this idea. Because if you're going to do a haunt based upon a current ongoing IP, why not have the cast show up? Why not have people connected to the show?
Well, and they've done this before.
Yeah, they have.
With other shows. Other series, other
movies, yeah. So it's a natural thing. This was a particularly fun one.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, this looks a really, really fun group to see in a haunted house. I would love to have them as customers.
Gotcha. How's that? Sounds good.
I would thoroughly enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this confused the living hell out of me when I saw it, and I'm still not 100% sure what to make of this. I know we said we weren't going to talk too much about haunts just opening, but this one kind of boggled the mind a little bit. And
it does.
And definitely take a moment to click the link on this one. The show notes on hauntweekly.com. Take a moment to click the link, because the image here is what's worth the thousand words here. But anyways, Toronto, Canada, is getting a new haunted attraction named Martino Manor. Okay, that's not particularly interesting. But here's the thing. It is literally located behind Mama Martino's Italian restaurant.
Makes you wonder what they put in the food.
No kidding. It's apparently, and I had not heard of it, obviously, I'm not from Toronto.
Right.
But it's apparently described as a well-known, authentic Italian place in the city that's seemingly pretty well-beloved. Mm-hmm. And now they're running a haunted house in the back.
Yeah.
How do you get from that A to B?
Have a family member that really wants to do it and support their dreams?
I don't. It's so confusing. Now, the ads all focus on the witch name. It's called Volume 1, which I have never heard of a haunted attraction operating in volumes.
But I'm interested.
I am intrigued, too.
I'm very interested in this idea. We've talked about story.
Mm-hmm. Volume 1 is The Witch Nanny.
Okay.
And they're not giving any details about it. There's no story or anything. And they're keeping it under wrap until the haunt opens on October 5th. Going back to some haunts are opening October 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And the image is really bizarre. There's a really great photo in here. The photo I want you to really look at is you get this traditional Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
And there's just a hearse parked up from the haunted house sign.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It is.
Oh, God. It's like, yeah, okay, so I'm not including haunts, random haunts that open, but this has to be discussed.
Yeah.
This has to go in. Oh, God. That is so interesting, because the article also mentions a bunch of other haunted attractions in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I never really thought of Toronto and Canada in general as being the haunted attraction haven. Apparently, it's becoming.
Yeah.
So, good job, Canadians. Keep up the good work. I don't know how terrified you can be, though, with all the universal health care, though. It's just, I'll just go to the doctor. Oh, man. But no, seriously, that's a great photo with the hearse in front of the Italian restaurant.
It is.
Oh, man. This is what happens when we roll up to a place, you know. we need a hearse. All right. Now, speaking of places that sound awesome... this article is from Time Out Chicago. A pop-up haunted corn maze named Jack's Pumpkin Nights features a special surprise inside, and that surprise is a full-service bar at the center of the corn maze.
If you can find it.
If you can find it.
Yes.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually looked up how far away it was because we thought about it, but it's a little too far away from
the
state.
It's open the weekend we're going to be there. It's opening the 5th. Everything in this news, our news story is opening on the 5th.
Yeah. We're not talking about openings. Here's all the things that are opening.
Yeah. It's opening on the 5th, and they're doing special hours on the 8th, which, I mean, that's when we're coming back.
Right.
But still, they're going to be open that weekend. And we're like, you know, we if they're open Sunday, we don't have anything super planned for Sunday.
Right.
Don't really know what our plan or agenda is that day.
Mm-hmm.
We could seriously just go and, hang out and check this thing out. Well, we looked it up. It's simply too far away.
Yeah.
It's toward the downtown side of Chicago. The Lost Souls tour is on sort of the northwest side of the city,
mm-hmm.
It looks like. And we actually tracked it. It's like a $40 Uber ride one way, and it's a bit much.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go to it. I was silly excited about the idea, though.
Yeah. No telling whether or not you can find your way out of the maze after being in the bar.
Yeah, that is the part that seems cruel. Get to the center of the corn maze, get sloshed. All right, Nate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, God. That's how you get people just cutting a beeline through the corn. Oh, man. But
I don't think that works that way.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it's on 2 acres, so it's not a super large corn maze.
Mm-hmm.
But they are saying it's the largest in the Chicago area. And the same team... created something called Frosty's Christmas Bar. I have no idea what it is. The name just seemed to warrant inclusion in the podcast.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I know nothing else about it other than it existed.
Yeah.
So yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Alright, now next up is an article by the Daily Item. Ellisburg, Pennsylvania is talking about the Ellisburg Haunted House.
Okay.
Long story short, it is celebrating its 42nd year.
It's a long time.
That is a very, very long time. They have been running continuously for 42 years. And this year, the big announcement is that they are raising their prices from $10 to $15.
Woohoo! More money.
And they are raising money for the Ellisburg and the Overlook Fire Departments.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is really cool.
It is.
The new haunt features 17 new displays. But the reason I had to talk about it was I read the story about how they got founded.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they first opened in 1976, but fell victim to arson the night before they were supposed to open. Everything they built, everything they put in there, was destroyed.
Yeah, it sucks.
That really, really sucks. So the Valley Gun Club offered him an old building. Basically, they'd bought an old, what looks like a giant like unit for 14 families.
Mm-hmm.
They were just using it for storage, which, hey, how much storage does a gun club need?
An arsenal?
I don't know. Hey, I've never been a part of a gun club. I have no idea.
Yeah.
This is kind of worrisome that they bought this giant building for storage.
I'm not making any things because they might have guns.
I don't want to make them mad either. They had a bunch of storage.
Exactly.
But anyways, they offered the building to them to use and then eventually donated it to the haunt, and they've been operating continuously ever since. I just love, that's like the worst omen I can fathom for a haunted house. Getting ready to open and then catching fire the day before opening night.
Yeah, not catching fire, being set on fire.
Being set on fire by someone. They didn't say they ever caught the arsonist or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, being set on fire and then coming back for a 42-year run.
Yeah, well, obviously it pissed them off. Set us on fire, I'll show you.
Yeah, not only that, we'll donate the money to the fire department, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's hardcore, man. That's a slap in the face back to the arsonist.
Exactly.
I like that. That's how you do that.
Exactly.
Not only that, we're going to donate the money back to 2 fire departments. Yeah. I like that, man. That's my kind of people there. But yeah, no, I read that story, and 42 years is a really long time.
It is.
No one in this room is 42 years old, so...
Not yet.
Not yet. We're working our way there. We're pretty rapidly, it feels like.
No kidding.
But yes. But you know what? There is a haunt that is celebrating an even larger anniversary this year. Now, unfortunately, their run was not continuous, as we're going to discuss, but... The Rinke Brothers, I think is how you say it, the Rinke Brothers Haunted House in Littleton, Colorado, is opening this year to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically, the Rinke Brothers Haunted Mansion was founded, 50 years ago. but they were closed 4 years ago due to damage from hail, which... You know, I'm not going to presuppose anything. It must have been one hell of a hailstorm. Or one hail of a storm. Show myself out.
Yeah. You've been spending too much time in our yard.
Yes, I have. Well, let's see. My feet have been freezing. The rest of me's been burning hot.
I was talking about all the funny skeletons we have.
Oh, okay. I was talking about the brain damage I probably got.
Well, yeah. There's that.
But, yeah. So, the long story short is they launched the haunt... as a way of promoting their store. It was originally in the basement of the Rinke Brothers store, which specializes in selling Halloween-related stuff, such as costumes, decorations, etc. And it sounds a lot like, if you're familiar with the St. Louis area, like Johnny Brock's.
Yeah.
Johnny Brock's Dungeon, which is a similar huge store with lots of costumes and other stuff. Currently, it spans half a city block, if you factor in the parking lot. And basically, when they opened 50 years ago, they had 26 customers who each paid a penny to tour the haunt in the basement.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound like something like old-timer stuff? When we were on, tickets were a penny!
Yeah.
And you had to walk yourself down to the basement! It just, I don't know. That sounds too Grandpa Simpson to be true.
No.
But apparently it is. But yeah, basically they have been able to recover and they are opening their doors for their 50th anniversary this year. And that just sounds absolutely amazing.
It does.
I'm very happy for these guys. 50 years, I think that is the longest in terms of at least anniversaries I've seen them. It's not, obviously, since they're not continuous. There's a bunch of JC haunts that are... You know, been around 40, late, like in the high 40s. Then you got places like, I think the longest running haunt we've been to was Waterloo, which I think was celebrating 38.
Yeah, it was.
High 30s.
Yeah, it's on the shirt. that
it's on the shirt that we bought there. we'll pull a shirt out of the closet and tell
exactly.
you later. It was celebrating, it was either 36 or 38. It was somewhere in the upper 30s when we went. And, of course, that was 2 or 3 years ago, so they probably have hit 40.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it is amazing. And I've been thinking after reading these articles that we may want to do a podcast where we find the longest running haunts we can and try to find out what they have in common. Try to see what the longest running and longest operating haunts in the country have in common. So maybe we can compile some kind of formula for long-term success.
That would be interesting.
Does that sound like a good episode? Let us know if you think that's a good episode. Well, we're eager to hear
that. We are too brain dead to tell you whether or not it is.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's a good idea. I'm barely having ideas.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be very research intensive.
Yes, but that might be an after haunt season one.
No kidding.
Or it might be something I do on hotel Wi-Fi while we're in the upstate. Who knows? One or the other. It could go either way, really. Mm-hmm. It depends upon the nature of that trip. But yeah. All in all, congratulations to the Rinke brothers for their great haunt and for 50 years. Thank you guys for the terror you put into all of us.
Yes.
And I think that's all the news we have right now. I'm sure there's plenty more going on. But like I said, everything in Google News is jacked and buried because everybody's opening. And that's what happens this time of year. We have this problem every year. We try to do the news in late September, early October. So, I kind of expected it.
Yeah.
Though I still didn't account for it with my time estimates for some reason. Me smart.
Yeah.
Anyways, but no. Anything else you want to add before we wrap this puppy up?
Nope.
Nope. Well, definitely keep in tune with our Facebook page at Haunt Weekly on Facebook. We're going to have photos of the yard display that we have worked ourselves into a dizzy trying to build, and we just about have finished. We're also going to be posting those on our Twitter, Haunt Weekly there. HauntWeekly.com is the website. TinyURL.com/HauntWeekly is our YouTube channel. We'll also be posting reviews at our Garbage Horror YouTube channel and also at GarbageHorror.com. Check us out there. That's where we're going to be talking about all the haunts we go to, both here in New Orleans and Chicago and the upstate of Louisiana. And upstate of Louisiana, I should clarify, there's multiple states now.
There are.
So yeah, lots of stuff there. But until next time, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this was Haunt Weekly, episode number 148, doing the news for September 2018. We will see you guys next time.